Hi guys, and welcome back to another new toy video. In today's episode, I'm going to be telling you all about Be Your Lover Fatima. This is a frosting, vibrating, heating and sucking rabbit style toy. There is absolutely loads coming up in today's video, so I'm going to shut up and let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I will be telling you all about the Be Your Lover Fatima. If you haven't heard of Be Your Lover before, don't worry, neither had I. It turns out they're a subdivision of Svacoom Toys. So you can expect the same good quality toys and for an affordable price. Be Your Lover makes interactive toys for men and women. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, I'm going to give you an unboxing like I do in all my videos. I'm also going to be showing you what you get when you buy the Be Your Lover Fatima. I'm going to show you how to use it, and I'm going to show you how to connect it to the Be Your Lover app and the Svacoom app. If that wasn't enough, I'm going to tell you a little bit more information about the toy, and I'm going to give you a review at the end. So there is absolutely loads coming up in today's video. I'm going to shut up and let's get into the unboxing video. Okay guys, I'm going to show you the outside of the box like I do in all my videos. This is just to show that it is discreet packaging. There was a shipping label on the outside of the box, but it had no mention of Be Your Lover on it. So let's open it up and show you what's inside. There are two toys in the box. One is the Be Your Lover Fatima, and the other is the Be Your Lover Naughty Clock. We're only going to be taking a look at the Fatima today, so I'm going to put the Naughty Clock to one side. There will be an upcoming review for this, so make sure to hit the like and subscribe button and notification bell for when it's released. So I'm going to take the cellophane off of the Fatima, and we're going to take a closer look at the toy. Probably one of the first things you'll notice is everything on the box is written in Chinese, so it may be a bit difficult to understand what the toy does. Don't be put off by this, because everything you need to know is going to be in this video. So let's slide it out the outer box and take a closer look at the toy itself. The lid just simply slides off. The first thing you'll see when you open the box is the clit sucker and the frosting and vibrating dildo. On the back of the clit sucker, there is your operational buttons. The middle button is the power button, and when pushed and held, it will turn on. This is also the button that changes the clit sucker's patterns. To turn off the clit sucker, all you need to do is hold down the power button again. You'll know it's switched off because the lights turn off. So what I'm going to do next is put this to one side and show you what else is inside the box. Don't worry, I will show you how to operate the toy later in the video. The next thing in our box is our frosting and vibrating dildo. Again, I'm going to put this to one side and show you what other accessories come with the Fatima. As you can see, under the top half of the box, there is a small compartment. Under here, you'll find your user instruction manuals. Again, these are written in Chinese, but I will tell you how to operate the toys later in the video. You'll also find your magnetic USB charging cable. You'll also find a thick, high-quality storage bag for your toy. So that's everything that comes with your Be Your Lover Fatima. And the next thing we're going to do is take a closer look at the toy, and I'll show you how to operate it. So I'm going to move everything else out the way, and we're going to take a closer look at both toys. You'll notice there is a hole that is located at the bottom of the dildo. This is where you insert the clit sucker, and it turns it into more of a rabbit style toy. Both toys do have their own independent charging ports. On the clit sucker, the charging port is located at the bottom of the toy. As I said, this is magnetic, so it will stick itself to the clit sucker whilst it's charging. The port on the dildo is also magnetic, and it's located at the back. Unfortunately, you do have to charge them separately. I was kind of thinking that there may be some sort of link between the two, so you could charge both at the same time. So bear this in mind when you want to use both toys. You can check the power levels of both toys whilst in the app, and I'll show you how to connect the two later in the video. The power button for the frosting and vibrating dildo is located at the bottom of the toy. Like before, all you need to do to turn it on is hold down the power button. And once switched on, this power button will be illuminated. You'll also notice that the dildo vibrates once. To start the toy vibrating once it's switched on, all you need to do is push the power button again. If you want to change the intensity level or the pattern, all you need to do is keep single pushing the power button. This will cycle through all patterns and intensity levels. If you want the toy to start frosting, all you need to do is double push the power button. With each double button push, the Fatima will cycle through the frosting modes and its intensity levels. The frosting and vibrations can be used independently or both together. And to start either one, all you need to do is single push or double push the power button. If you want to use the heating function of the dildo, all you need to do is push the power button 3 times repeatedly. The light on the base of the toy will start flashing and it will start warming up. There'll be no thrusting or vibrations. Again, you can use this feature anytime you're using the toy, and it will work whilst the toy is vibrating and thrusting. I'm going to put this to one side for a second and we're going to take a closer look at the clit sucker. As I said earlier on, to turn it on, hold down the power button located in the middle of the toy. To start the clit sucker, push the power button once. To cycle through the intensity levels and the patterns, all you need to do is keep single pushing the power button. To turn on the heating function, all you need to do is single push the bottom button. This will start warming up the mouth of the clit sucker. The button located above the power button syncs the clit sucker to the dildo. Both halves need to be switched on for this function to work. What happens then is the two toys sync together and the clit sucker starts controlling the dildo. When the heating function button is pushed on the clit sucker, it's also turned on the dildo. When the power button is pushed on the clit sucker, it will start the vibrations and the sucking. And when the top button is pushed on the clit sucker, it will start thrusting. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button. If you have been inspired to buy yourself the Be Your Lover Fatima, then there is a link on my official site in my bio. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a Be Your Lover Fatima, then there is a link in my profile to my official site. Here you'll find a link to Be Your Lover. Or you can check out the link in the description below. Okay guys, that's what you get when you buy the Be Your Lover Fatima and how to use it. The next thing I'm going to do is show you how to connect it to the Be Your Lover app. And I'm also going to show you how to connect it to the Spacum app. Okay guys, the first thing you need to do is make sure that your Bluetooth is switched on and you've got the Be Your Lover app installed on your phone. I've already done this, so I'm going to open the app. Now all you need to do is click on the Play Now button. You'll notice that the button changes to Starting to Connect. This is when you need to turn on your Be Your Lover Fatima. Once connected, you'll be taken to the toy home screen. From here, we're going to click on the play button. The two control options I'm going to be showing you in today's video is the preset mode and the touch mode. I'm going to be starting with touch mode, so I'm going to give it a tap. To start controlling the clit sucker and the vibrations together, all you need to do is start moving your finger around the touchpad. There's a boost button in the bottom left hand side of the screen and it will turn all vibrations and sucking motions on to maximum. When you finish creating your pattern, all you need to do is click on the stop button. You'll then be asked if you want to save your pattern. Give it a name and click on the confirm button. If you want to use that pattern again, all you need to do is click on custom modes in the bottom right hand side of the screen. You'll then be shown a list of previously made patterns. By clicking on the play button, you'll see a small pop-up window. To start playing the pattern, all you need to do is click on the play button again. Obviously, you will have to make sure that your toy is switched on. You can see on the screen that our pattern is playing and your toy will react accordingly. To stop the vibrations, click on the stop button. If we close this pop-up window, you can also find preset patterns that have already been made by Be Your Lover. We can find these if we click on examples in the top right hand side of our screen. Here you'll find a list of 4 patterns and all you need to do to play them is click on the play button. What I'm going to show you now is the preset mode function. So I'm going to go back to the main menu and I'm going to click on the preset mode button. To control the clit sucker on its own, all you need to do is select one of the modes. You also have control of the heating function, and to turn that on, just click on the heating button. If we then scroll down to the bottom of the screen, we control the vibrations. As you can see, there are 10 to choose from, and if you want to turn on the heating function, all you need to do is push again the heating button. At the very bottom, we can control the thrusting of the Fatima. Again, all you have to do is select a mode. You should also be able to control your Fatima with the Spacum app. This isn't guaranteed, but it can be done. Like before, we're going to have to make sure our Bluetooth is switched on, and we're going to have to make sure we've downloaded and installed the Spacum app. I've already done this, so I'm going to open the app. Once the app has fully loaded, you'll be able to push on the Play Now button. Give this a click and then you'll want to turn on your Fatima toy. As you can see, I'm turning on the dildo and the clit sucker. Once switched on, the Spacum app should detect both toys and it should automatically open the homepage for your Be Your Lover Fatima. From here, you should have access to all the modes that are available to Spacum toys. And it's laid out very similar to the Be Your Lover app. The preset mode works exactly the same as it does in the Be Your Lover app. You can choose which suction mode you want and increase its intensity, whilst also still being able to turn on the heating function. If we scroll down slightly, we can also control our vibrations on the dildo, and we can start the vibrations by selecting one of the modes. And if we scroll down to the bottom of the page, we can also control the thrusting of our toy. As well as the preset mode, we can also use the touch mode. Again, like in the Be Your Lover app, all we need to do is start moving our finger around the touchpad. This is making the toy vibrate, thrust, and suck. Once you've finished making your pattern, all you need to do is click on the stop button and it will ask you if you want to save your pattern. Like in the Be Your Lover app, all you need to do is name it and click on confirm. Then to replay that pattern, all you need to do is click on custom modes in the bottom right hand side of your screen. Select your pattern by clicking the play button and you'll see a small pop-up window, and all you need to do is click on play again. As I say, this can sometimes be temperamental. Obviously, using the official app for that toy is the best way to go. But if you are saving storage space on your phone and you don't want two apps to control your toy, you can just use the one. That's obviously if you've got the Svacoom app already installed. If you have been inspired to buy yourself Be Your Lover Fatima, then there is a link on my official site, which you can find in my profile. Here you will find a direct link to the Be Your Lover website. By using this link, it does support the channel and helps me make more review videos like this. So there you have it, guys. That's how to connect the Fatima to the Be Your Lover app and the Svacoom app. The next thing I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more information about the toy. The Fatima measures 191mm from top to bottom. The insertable part is 111mm and the diameter is 32mm. The clit sucker measures 95mm from top to bottom with an opening diameter of 12mm. The clit sucker has 7 preset sucking modes and the vibrator has 10. Both toys will warm up to 42 degrees. Both toys are IPX7 water resistant. They take 2 hours to charge and they have a continuous use battery life of 1 hour. So that's enough of the boring information out the way, let's get into the review. I think a lot of people are really going to like this toy. It's extremely well made. It is a Svacoom toy. There is even the little S on the bottom. The vibrations are extremely powerful and so is the thrusting. Normally what you'll find with these sort of toys is the thrusting's not very strong, and this one really has a lot of power behind it. I have put this up my bum and I would strongly recommend using lots of lube. The toy is easy to use. It's nice and comfortable to hold. The vibrations are very quiet. However, it does turn up a little bit when you start using the thrusting function. As far as the clit sucker goes, I couldn't think of many things to do with it. I think you could probably use it for nipple play, but if you do have any suggestions, leave them in the comments box below. If you have been inspired to buy yourself the Be Your Lover Fatima, then there is a link in my profile to my official site. Here you'll find a link to Be Your Lover. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of their profit should you buy something. This supports the channel and helps me keep making review videos. So I do appreciate it if you use it. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links can also be found on my profile. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. Until next time, peace out.